through July 27th, Barrington Stage Company presents the world premiere of the new musical, Fuzzy. Directed by Ellie Heyman, Fuzzy features music and lyrics by Will Van Dyke and book and lyrics by Jeff Talbot. Fuzzy, a furry little puppet, stands at a crossroads in life when his mother calls in need. Returning to his small hometown, a quick visit becomes more than anyone expected. Tony Award nominee John Cariani star as the human. Cass Morgan plays the actress, and Teddy Udane is the puppeteer. Did I say that correct? Is it Udane?
You did.
All right. Excellent. Music direction is by Patrick Sulkin. We are going to speak with writers Will Van Dyke and Jeff Talbot in a minute. But first, we welcome John Cariani and Will Van Dyke to share a song from Fuzzy.
Maybe it starts with some grapes in a bowl. I can't explain what I can't control. Something I see somehow sets my mind free. It's a key that unlocks a stroll inside my head. Feels like a trance, I get lost, time flies by, fishing for words till the well goes dry. It's a relief when I come up for air, and it's there, so I don't ask why. And I know you might not understand it, but it's not like I planned it. Every story is a spell, and I think I tell them well. Though you might not agree, sometimes a thing is not a thing. It's simply a tool to make the tale gel. Every story is a spell. When you're asleep, nothing needs to make sense. Ideas fly free when the sky's immense. Once you're awake and you leave the abyss, don't you miss how there was no fence to hold you back? Maybe the best defense is losing track. Every story is a dream. Get it right, the pictures gleam. And if I miss the mark, at least together we were there, lit up by the spark. It made us a team. Every story is a dream. I pray when someone hears my story, though they've lost their way, I repay their time and expectations with a It's a secret that we share. If it means different things to anybody listening in, I call that a win. It means we both care. 'Cause every story I tell is a dream and a spell and a prayer. That's why the story's there.
Man.
Oh, that was great.
John, thank you so much. That was beautiful. Thank you. John Cariani performing from
fuzzy, a little story about a story from the new musical. The world premiere begins performances tonight at Barrington Stage Company, which is why John's already on the road. And it's at the St. Germain Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. It's a delight to welcome composer and lyricist Will Van Dyke and writer and lyricist Jeff Talbot, who join us now. Man, that was great.
Thanks.
That's really good stuff. What's it like to see that after being working on it to have it get to this point opening night?
Oh, it's terrifying and also thrilling. I mean, when we started writing this thing, we didn't really know what it was. And after a while, we brought people into the room, and one of those people was John. And to hear him say it, it just feels so natural. And it's, you know, beyond your wildest dreams to hear John Kiriani, you know, perform your work.
That's right.
Where did the original idea come from?
Several years ago, there was a health crisis in my family, and I went home to be with my mom during that health crisis.
Yep.
And I ended up staying for about 8 months, which was a surprise to everyone in my family because we didn't know that the crisis was so acute. And at some point during that, I said to Will, we'd written five musicals together, and I said, I think I should write something about this, but I don't know what it is because I'm not in any way an autobiographical storyteller. It's just not my jam. But there was something universal about what I was experiencing, and we're also friends. We talk every day, so we were talking a lot about family and taking care of your parents as they get older, and we felt that there was a kernel of something there that we all experience, that every family at some point, particularly as you are becoming a grown-up and becoming a grown-up friend to your parent, it's something that felt we hadn't seen told on stage in a way that we recognized. And so we just started writing. At first, we thought I was going to write a play. I said, maybe it'll be a play and there'll be a song in it. And it is such a musical now. It has, it's so much music. But it isn't like anything else that either one of us have done or frankly seen, because we had this wild notion to tell it through puppets.
Okay, so where does that come in? Because that is, you talk about the universal nature of this, and for any of us of a certain age who have cared for our parents or are caring for our parents, it is such a, you know, a meaningful and yet often fraught time, and it...
That's why.
Because
the word fraught stopped us for a bit. We were like, well, it's so sad.
Yeah.
And Teddy Udane, whose name you did say correctly earlier, I am the music supervisor and orchestrator of Little Shop of Horrors, which has been running off-Broadway since 2019. And Teddy is one of the original puppeteers, and I learned a lot about puppets during that time. And during the pandemic, Jeff and I wrote a song for a...
concert.
Like a concert, as if they turned E.T. into a musical. And when... we were asked to perform it at an event. I asked Teddy, I was like, would you have any interest in like making an E.T. puppet? And he was so on board for it. And Jeff and I learned something very particular about puppets through that experience. So it was sort of like this strange amalgamation of events that led us to the puppets. And Teddy is, you know, Jeff tells us a lot. Teddy said to us the first day we were working on it that one of his teachers talked about how puppets are
for empathy.
Yes. Well, and
you can project onto them anything, and they're just little creatures.
But you want their approval as well. You want to talk to them.
Yeah.
I've interviewed many Muppeteers, and they say this, that when they are with children, the puppet is on their hand, and yet that child is talking to that puppet.
Yeah.
Not talking to them.
No.
Yeah.
And we treat them like cast members.
They're removed.
Yeah.
And it is that they're talking to, which isn't unlike if you bring a therapy dog into a hospital. I mean, people are looking at that animal, and they're more comfortable saying things to that animal than they would be to us.
I think that's right. And if you're telling a story that has, you know, deep human implications, and you set a puppet on top of it, you suddenly have this level that you can engage with in a way that is a bit of a trick, because you're like, oh, it's a puppet. They have a shirt on, but they're just living their little puppet life. And it allows you to, I think, skate on top of the emotion. And then when the emotion really hits, live in it in a kind of purer way, because puppets only kind of experience things one emotion at a time. I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm scared.
So we talked about all of the psychological and sociological reasons of why that's such a good idea. Artistically, you're in a pitch meeting and you say, oh, and it has puppets. How does that go?
I mean,
well,
so far so good.
So far so good, but not only does it have puppets, I mean, like the first thing we had to figure out is the concept of the musical is there's this puppeteer who's puppeteering the whole thing, but he's not speaking. It's John Cariani's voice, and this puppeteer is doing this
thing.
We
made up a way puppets work.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's worked really well and surprised us even, because our first exploration of it was really... It was a proof of concept to see if it even worked as an idea, and it worked beyond.
It was in
our
May of last year, and yeah. We have a show tonight, 14 months later, which is crazy.
Crazy, yeah.
It just never happens. You write something, and it takes years, and here we are.
And I assume it'll grow from here.
That's our hope.
That's
yeah.
The hope. Yeah. If you're in the area, come on.
Yeah, come on and see us.
And what do you hope to? I mean, at the end of this run, you hope to be where?
We'll know more about the piece. We hope. Hopefully we'll be sharing with other industry professionals, but really we're bringing it to the Berkshires for this audience. Like, we're here to learn about the show with our last collaborator, which is the audience, and they'll join us tonight.
The first preview of Fuzzy is tonight at Barrington Stage Company's St. Germain Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The show runs through July 27th. To learn more, visit barringtonstageco.org. Will Van Dyke and Jeff Talbot, thank you so much for being with us. What a delight to have you on the program. Big thanks also to John Cariani. Give it up for these folks.
Thank you so much.
Fuzzy, opening tonight at the Barrington Stage Company. I want to thank everybody for being with us. It has been an amazing morning here in Pittsfield. We thank you all so, so much. Thanks to our entire WAMC On the Road team. Thanks to the Berkshire Theater Group, to Kate and Amy for being so wonderful, the entire staff at the Colonial, Empire Audio. There's so many names, and I just want to thank all of you for being a part of this. Thanks to our amazing panel, everyone who came to the Colonial. Kudos to our producer, Sarah LaDuke. Madeline Reynolds is our associate producer. Our engineer is Mike Bowen at home. Nate Scheid is here. Peter Hughes, Kayla, the whole group. Sarah Gilbert, thank you so much for being with us. We will be back in studio tomorrow. Join us then. Thank you very much, Pittsfield.